We don't just hear you, we listen.
This is my station.
88.5 UFM. It's all about you.
Touchdown Lagos, the Drive Time show is still on, at least up until 9 p.m. That's what I'm told. Westy and TJ are still giving you the perfect vibes. And we are currently on The Gap, you know, the show where we get to, you know, compare what happened back then and now. And we are talking about healthcare in Nigeria then and now.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so we're comparing and contrasting. All right, with this era of having better technology and advancements in medicine, would you say our healthcare is better now than it was then? Nigerian doctors currently hard commodities. If not currently, they've always been
hard commodities.
You know, my father is a medical doctor.
Oh,
and he, you know, now he works, you know, in America, based on this same brain drain.
Yeah,
and it's been many, many years since. All right, but for me, I have some sad. Anytime I hear healthcare, I get a bit sad because I remember. Many years ago, about what, 20 years ago or 25 mm-hmm. years ago, a cousin of mine. Was ill, like malaria, like fever, regular fever or whatnot. So, and then it got worse, and then he took her to the hospital. So they brought her home, and then she had an episode, and so they rushed her to the nearest hospital.
Wow.
So they put her on the bed, and the doctor was still talking with the mom mm-hmm. when the nurse just went in, and they had given her a drip of like glucose or something,
mm-hmm.
and the nurse just went, you know, and just injected something into the thing. So, and I was sitting there, I was pretty young.
What did she inject?
So apparently, because they said malaria,
yeah.
The nurse being Aituno, you know, had injected chloroquine, and she reacted to that.
Oh my goodness!
You know, she didn't even take chloroquine as a tablet.
Oh wow!
And the nurse not even knowing, not bothering to find out what her medical history, just you know,
put that in.
So when the doctor came in,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was just sitting. This is many years ago. I was just sitting there. You know, the doctor came in and he said, he just whispered to her like, "What did you?" And then mm-hmm. she said, I could see his eyes." And then they went out, and then about 5 minutes she went into shock.
Oh my god!
And then when they came back, he said, "Oh, that they can't handle it. That they need to take her something." You know, because it didn't click until when she died. She
yeah.
died later on.
Oh,
at
my
Luth.
Goodness.
So healthcare in Nigeria has been crazy. Even
oh,
when we
wow.
got to Luth was another story. We're in the car. I was holding on to her at the back. You know, let us in. Now you have to go and get a card.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
And I still remember images of my poor aunt running helter-skelter from one, you know, window to the other.
To the other, yeah.
You know, while her daughter was in the car, literally dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's, you know.
Ugh.
I hear it still happens still today. So,
no, yeah. I mean, a friend of mine too, she's apparently she's allergic to this particular, I can't remember the drug, this particular drug she's allergic to. So she went to get something and she wasn't even aware. So when they gave it to her, she's like, okay, it's okay. She didn't even know that was the problem until they found out that she is. So she starts breaking out, like her lips literally start peeling, like having sores all over your body. And I'm like, on the medical history, they really do have to pay so much attention to that. If not, people just die like
so,
that.
So healthcare, especially for us in Nigeria, is much more than the doctor. It's much more than it's the entire framework, it's
yeah.
the entire system.
Mm.
So we want you to be a part of this conversation. You can call in, you can send in your messages. The number to call is 0700-123-885-885 or 0128-02885. If you wish to send us a WhatsApp message, that's fine as well. Send us the WhatsApp send a WhatsApp message to 0915-410-2885.
All right, Wendy from Aja says, I don't know how healthcare was in those days, but if the difference between what we have now and what was available then isn't much, then I can only weep for baby boomers and all the others born in the generation before millennials. Maybe that's why other countries are rushing our doctors like Sinahota Gigi Bird.
Oh, yes, hot commodities, that's what they are.
Mm.
All right, who's there?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, Westy and TJ, good evening.
Good evening. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah, it's Mike. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, first things first, I'm sorry about the loss, Westy. I can tell your voice is kind of...
Oh, yeah. It was a long time ago, but it still hurts, you know. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the thing is this. Regardless of what it used to be and what it is now, if you look at the standard of living, minimum wage, for example, a COVID-19 test costs 50,000 naira, which is 20,000 naira more than the so-called minimum wage. Are you with me?
Yeah.
We're following.
Yeah,
so now how many people do you expect to be able to afford that?
All right, okay, Mike, don't pose questions. Give us solutions. Yeah, give us, perspectives.
What do you think? Yeah. I mean, back then and now, do you think it's worse now?
Yes.
So, I think it's worse now. Uh-huh. Yeah, because the standard of living has dropped and a little is being allotted to healthcare from the budget. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you don't have much coming from the top, I mean, how many people can afford? You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So it's worse now. It's worse now because of that.
Even with the advancement in technology and everything.
Now, the advancement in technology would not still be able to go around because of this same reason. There are a lot of people in this country who can afford good health care in this country because they can afford it. So even if we have the good technologies and all of that, if people cannot afford it, who will now be the ones patronizing this
exactly.
good healthcare?
Well said.
I
well
don't
said.
Really understand because I'm a doctor, so I understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's just basically it.
All right, so since we have a doctor on the program, so if you had an opportunity right now, Mike, to get out of the country and go work for another...
See, I'm already in the process.
Wow.
You're about to leave us.
What to do now? How much is my salary? Let's not go into that.
But how long is this going to go on that, the brain drain that, our best minds...
are just leaving.
Until things begin to work from the top. Healthcare is not about you and I. It starts from the top. If you're not giving so much, if you're not allotting so much to healthcare... I don't know if you understand.
We follow.
If you're not allotting so much, so you don't expect the standard to be good. You know, it's painful. Trust me. When I mean painful, it's painful. I know what I'm saying. I work in a government hospital. Mm. So I know what I'm saying.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much,
thank you so much.
For sharing your perspective.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless. Take care. All right. And that's from a medical practitioner.
Himself.
All right. So keep your perspectives coming, please. Your messages and calls are welcome. Call us 0700-123-885-885 or send us a WhatsApp message to 0915-410-2885.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Bolu from Ikotun.
Bolu from Ikotun?
Yes.
All right, Bolu, could you speak up just a little bit more so the entirety of Lagos can hear you?
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to call in concerning this medical stuff in Nigeria. Tell you, government needs to do more and more in it.
Okay, so do you think it's worse now?
Yeah, it's more worse. In fact, if there's something more than worse, I would say that.
Mm.
I've been hearing people say it since I had that experience this year. My mom was sick January this year, though I lost her, unfortunately, January.
Oh, my. So sorry about that.
Actually, I thought we were in a private hospital. Everything was fine, only for one part. I just don't want to mention the hospital because it's a popular hospital in Lagos.
Okay.
So we were like, okay, everything was fine. She was admitted on Thursday. That was 28. Only for... Okay, so I think we left around 8 a.m. So we got there around 10. Got the long story short. So they started treatment in Sally and only for... I think that should be around 8 in the evening.
Okay.
The doctor that took the night shift just came. You know, there are some doctors in Sally. I don't know. I'm so sorry. Doctors, I know I'm on here, but I think the best is I don't know. Some don't even know how to talk.
Just let's focus on the story since we don't have a lot of time. Go ahead.
All right. Only to tell me because I'm the only one with her. Only to tell me after my mom was immediately sent to general. I was like general, sir, okay, calm down. I was even smiling. She said because I was like, she's already okay, and only for me to tell her she needs oxygen and the oxygen help. Is not sufficient. I like that. So I have to go for this emergency. So especially luckily for us, we got an ambulance and took us to government hospital. We told them they immediately coded her. She's on oxygen. But the private hospitals wouldn't release their oxygen to us. They said it's not advisable that they can't release it to us. Okay, fine. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. In fact, I don't really know how to say it, but especially I think that should be around past.
All right, we're not going to be able to take the story blow by blow. You know, we wish we had more time. But could you just get to the crux, please? We don't have a lot of time. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. You know, I'm kind of...
I understand.
It can't be replaced. So the thing is, I think even the oxygen, because to tell you, if we'll be successful to ourselves, I've never had someone that took oxygen probably survive.
All right. So what we are asking now is that, is healthcare better? Based on your experience.
I said it earlier. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, so we can take more people's perspectives. Thank you. All right. God bless you. Oh, I do understand her emotion, though.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
All right, but. It seems on the gap, when we pick topics like this, it's never positive about what's going on right now.
Mm.
So it seems like generations before win when it comes to things like this, you know, because it gets worse and it's not as if it was good in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but here's to hoping that it gets better. You can still send in, no more time.
No more time. Just have one last one.
Okay, let's take this message, all right, and round it up with this.
Lekon from Ikorodu says, you know, in all my years in this Nigeria, and I'm talking 50 plus years. Wow. I don't remember healthcare ever being really good and advanced like we watch on all these Hollywood TV shows. I know doctors and healthcare professionals were treated better in those days because a lot of parents were forcing their children to study medicine for the perks and all of that. But for the healthcare gonga, I can't really say it was any better.
Mm. All right. I think that's the perfect place to draw the line
on the show.
All right. It's been The Gap on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. We're looking at healthcare then and now in Nigeria, and it doesn't look like it's as good as we would like it to be, but you know, we hope it'll get better.
We'll survive.
Alright, Touchdown Lagos, the Drive Time Show. More great music, more great content coming your way. You're still hanging out with the West Side, the Best Side,
and TJ the Creative.
Yes, man.
Yes, sir.
Here's Tamaya and Burner Boy.
Pull up.
Home is where you always win.
No matter where you go,
UFM, this is home.
Yeah.